Krishna. On this most auspicious occasion of appearance of Srimati Radharani, we will read very important verse from Srimad Bhagavatam from the 10th canto, chapter number 30, titled The Gopis Search for Krishna, verse number 28. अनयाराधितो नूनम्
अनयाराधितो नूनम्
भगवान् हरिरीश्वरः
भगवान् हरिरीश्वरः
यन्नो विहाय गोविन्द
यन्नो विहाय गोविन्द
प्रीतो यामनयाद्रः
प्रीतो यामनयाद्रः
वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन अनया
अनया
बाय हर
Aradhitaha,
perfectly worshipped,
Nunam,
certainly,
Bhagavan,
the personality of Godhead,
Harihi,
Lord Krishna,
Isharaha,
the Supreme Controller,
Yat,
inasmuch
as,
Naha,
us,
Vihaya,
rejecting.
Govindaha,
Lord Govinda,
Pritaha,
pleased,
Yam,
whom,
Anayat,
led,
Rahaha,
to a
secluded place.
place.
Certainly, this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. Translation responsibility, please. Certainly this particular gopi
has
perfectly worshipped
the
all-powerful personality of Godhead, Govinda.
Since he was so pleased
with her
that he abandoned the rest
of us
and brought her
to a secluded place. Purport by followers of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that the word Aradhitaha refers to Srimati Radharani. He comments, the sage Shukadeva Goswami has tried with all endeavor to keep her name hidden, but now it automatically shines forth from the moon of his mouth. That he has spoken her name is indeed her mercy. And thus the word Aradhitaha is like the rumbling of a kettle drum sounded to announce her great good fortune. Although the gopi spoke as if jealous of Srimati Radharani, they were actually ecstatic to see that she had captured Sri Krishna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti quotes the following detailed description of Srimati Radharani's footprints as given by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Ujjala Neelamani. At the base of the large toe of her left foot is the mark of barleycorn. Below that mark is a disc. Below the disc is an umbrella. And below the umbrella is a bracelet. A vertical line extends from the middle of her foot to the juncture of her large and second toes. At the base of the middle toes is a lotus. Below there is a flag with a banner, and below the flag is a creeper together with a flower. At the base of her small toe is an elephant god, and upon her heel is a half moon. Thus there are 11 marks on her left foot. At the base of the large toe of her right foot is a conch shell, and below that a spear. At the base of the small toe of her right foot is a sacrificial altar. Below that, an earring, and below the earring, a spear. Along the base of the second, third, fourth, and small toes is the mark of a mountain, below which is a chariot, and on the heel is a fish. Thus, altogether, there are 19 distinguishing marks on the soles of Srimati Radharani's lord's feet. I'll read translation again. Certainly, this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. Om Jnana Timiranthasya Jnananchana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manohishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Rakunadhanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanda Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Shrestham Manumapi Sachi Putra Matra Surupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Urupurim Madhurim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pradita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi. Hare Krishna. Today is the most auspicious appearance of Srimati Radharani. So by the blessings of all the devotees, I'll try to speak a few words in glorification of Srimati Radharani. In this verse is very unique because this is the only verse in Srimad Bhagavatam in which Srimati Radharani's name is mentioned, that too indirectly. Srila Sukadeva Goswami is incapable of mentioning Srimati Radharani's name in Srimad Bhagavatam because he had a tight deadline, so to speak, because he knew Maharaj Parikshit had only 7 days to live, and if he speaks the name of Srimati Radharani, he would go into ecstasy and he wouldn't be able to come out from there. So Sukadeva Goswami tried his best to cover the name of Srimati Radharani. However, as it is mentioned in this purport, by her mercy, her name came out from the mouth of Shukadeva Goswami indirectly. And that is mentioned, Anaya Radhita Noonam. Anaya means by her, by Srimati Radharani. Aradhita means perfectly worshipped. Noonam, indeed, certainly. So all the gopis, they conclude, seeing the footprints of Srimati Radharani and Krishna together, that even though Krishna has abandoned all of us, he hasn't abandoned one particular gopi, who is Srimati Radharani. So it is mentioned that the gopis mentioned her name indirectly in a mood of envy, in a mood of jealousy. Even the gopis in the company of Srimati Radharani, in the Suhrut Praksha, who were friends with Srimati Radharani, even they could immediately identify the footmarks of Srimati Radharani. Even Lalita could understand very clearly the footmark of Srimati Radharani. Still, they didn't mention her name. Indirectly, they spoke that, okay, here is that particular gopi who had worshipped Krishna very perfectly. So that is Aradhita. So as we said earlier, her name indeed is very auspicious. And only by her mercy, her name came into the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam and to all of us. Here, we have to acknowledge the mercy, the compassion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vasughosh sings, Yadi gor na hoito, tabe ki hoito, kemone dharta de, radhar mahima, prema rasa seema, jagate janite ke. Who can understand the mercy of Srimati Radharani? Who can understand the compassion of Srimati Radharani? Who can understand the limits? There is no limits. The unlimited love of Srimati Radharani. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wouldn't have come and distributed this mercy. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the beginning itself, the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mentioned. Anarchita charim chira karunaya avatirna kalo. Samarpayatum unnatojjala rasam so bhakti shriyam. Mahaprabhu came in the dark age of Kali Yuga only out of compassion. Why? Samarpayatum, to bestow upon the conditioned souls unnata ujjala rasam, the highest. We are the lowest, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy covers between the highest and the lowest. Mahaprabhu's mercy covers that big gap between the lowest of us and the highest of the transcendental mellows, that is Ujjwalaras, that is Madhuriras. So only for that purpose Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. That is a core reason, as mentioned in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now let's go back to the same word, Anaya Aradhita Noonam. Aradhita, Srimati Radharani perfectly worships Sri Krishna. So how she perfectly worships Sri Krishna? So we need to again take mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada mentions, if you want to know any intimate aspects of a very rich, a wealthy man, practically it is impossible unless and until he reveals. And if you talk about the most intimate aspects of the greatest persons, how can we know that? So, in our philosophy, when we initially present Krishna, and after understanding Krishna, then only one can understand a little bit about Srimati Radharani. So usually in our lectures, we don't fill with information about Srimati Radharani. because that is the most intimate aspect of Krishna. So today, we are very fortunate because we are here, we are in front of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, in front of Sri Radha Vallabh, so beautifully decorated. So today we can try to understand a little bit about this point, Aradhita Nunam, how she perfectly worships Sri Krishna. So here in Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Adilila, there is a wonderful verse. I will read that verse along with translation. Krishna prema bhavita yara chitendriya kaya Krishna nija shakti radha kridara sahaya. Her mind, senses and body are steeped in love for Krishna. He is Krishna's own energy and she helps him in his pastimes. So this is a very, very crucial, very important point regarding Srimati Radharani. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that she has her body, she has her senses, she has her mind, but none of them are material by nature. All of them are made of Radhini Shakti. She is the personification of the internal potency of Krishna, manifestation of Swarup Shakti, manifestation of Radhini Shakti. And with that, she is serving Krishna in all different ways. So Srila Prabhupada writes, she is the only source of enjoyment for Krishna. If we consider the whole spiritual creation and whole spiritual manifestation and all spiritual residence, and if we consider all the residents of the material world, all the devotees, everyone, the only person that Krishna looks for is Srimati Radharani. Why is it so? Because she is the manifestation of Radhini Shakti. And whatever devotion anyone has in the material world or in the spiritual world is ultimately coming from Srimati Radharani. So Radharani helps Krishna in his pastimes. So Kridara Sahaya. So this is the core aspect of Radha and Krishna. That is the exchange of love between Radha and Krishna. When we come to Krishna consciousness, we may not realize this point, that the objective is to serve Radha and Krishna as servant of servant of servant of servant of servant of. How many times we can say, we don't know. But in that capacity, the divine couple, to serve them, that is the whole objective of Krishna consciousness. So when we say Radha and Krishna, it means divine love. Divine love means exchanges. Exchanges means pastimes. So in this divine exchanges, Srimati Radharani is helping Krishna, Kridara Sahaya. She is the companion of Krishna. It is explained how she helps Krishna in his pastimes. On one side, even in Vaikuntha, where Lakshmi Narayan is there also Radharani is actually helping Narayan. How? By her expansion as different Lakshmis, as different goddesses of fortune. So they are considered her partial expansion. And with this partial expansion, she is serving all the Vishnu Tattvas. And there is one more group, they are Mahishigan, the queens of Dwaraka. They are considered the reflection of Srimati Radharani. And in that way, Krishna in Dwaraka is being worshipped by Mahishis, by the queens of Dwaraka. And ultimately, she has her Kayavyuha. Kayavyuha means personal expansion. They are expanding from the body of Srimati Radharani. So the eternal gopis who are serving Radha and Krishna, they are coming out from the body of Srimati Radharani. And she is expanding herself to serve Krishna. Why is it so? Krishna is completely satisfied with Srimati Radharani. But to increase the rasa, there has to be so many other companions. So to increase the rasa, she is expanding herself into unlimited gopis. And in the company of the gopis, Radha and Krishna are enjoying. Chaitanya Charitamrita continues, glorifying Srimati Radharani in the association of all other gopis. So if we consider pastimes of Krishna, in the verse we are referring to, it is from the Rasleela section of Srimad Bhagavatam. So there are practically unlimited number of gopis in the Rasleela. Billions and billions of gopis. And that is necessary to give rasa to Radha and Krishna. Still, the position of Srimati Radharani is unique. So it is mentioned, Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva Sarva Kanta Shiromani. Radha is the one who gives pleasure to Govinda. And she is also the enchantress of Govinda. That is Mohini. She can even bewilder Krishna. She is the be-all and end-all of Govinda. And the crest jewel of all his consorts. So the position of Srimati Radharani is very clearly mentioned. Very unique. It is mentioned that Srimati Radharani is known as Krishnamayi. Krishnamayi means wherever she looks, she sees only Krishna. When she thinks something, in other words, when she looks inwards, she sees only Krishna. When she looks outward, then also she sees only Krishna. We can understand this point, even considering a pure devotee. It is mentioned that a pure devotee, whatever he sees Krishna and manifestations of Krishna. Now, think about Srimati Radharani, who is manifesting the Mahabhav, the highest. And in her consciousness, there is nothing but Krishna. There is nothing but love for Krishna. There is nothing but service to Krishna. So it is mentioned, Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Radha Thakurani, Sarva Guna Ghani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. She is the manifestation of personification of Mahabhava, the highest aspect of love for Krishna. So in Nectar of Devotion, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Krishna is presented as Akhila Rasamrita Murti. Right? Akhila Rasamrita Murti. And in that, we can see Parshamara Ruchirutha Tarakapali Kalita Shyamalato Radha Prayan Vidhur Jayati. So Krishna is presented as who is the manifestation of enjoyer of all the rasas. He is enjoying all kind of mellows in association with his devotees. And he attracts all the gopis including Srimati Radharani. Now, we need to understand that for Krishna to enjoy rasa, he is known as Akhila Rasamrita Murti. He is the fountainhead of all the rasas. But for him to enjoy that, he needs Srimati Radharani. And he needs all other gopis. So ultimately, all the rasas are manifested in connection to Srimati Radharani. So in that light, we will just try to see some aspects from Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna. Understanding that Krishna's all enjoyment is going through Srimati Radharani. As such, we are not qualified to speak on the intimate aspects of Radha and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says, who are we to love Krishna? What is our qualification to love Krishna? What is our capacity to love Krishna? Prabhupada says, that is Srimati Radharani. She loves Krishna. We can think ourselves, as I mentioned earlier, just as a servant of servant of servant of servant of servant of Radha and Krishna. servant of our gurus, servant of all the devotees. In that capacity, we can think about Radha and Krishna. And as a rule of thumb, we don't discuss nor do we read aspect of Radha and Krishna which can cause material agitation to our own mind. So we are limited by our realization. We are limited by our purity. As in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sudha Goswami mentions, each bird has its capacity to fly, and it determines how high they can go in the sky is dependent on their capacity. In the same way, one can speak, one can relish only according to one's realization, only according to one's adhikar. So, we are limited. What can we do? So, we can discuss at least a little bit from Srimad Bhagavatam, the beginning of Rasa dance. That is, Krishna inviting all the gopis to perform Rasa dance. So, beginning few verses we will discuss. Here is the first verse from the 29th chapter of 10th canto. Sri Badarayanar Uvacha Bhagavana Pitaratri Sharadot Fulla Malika Viksharantum Manasaschakre Yoga Maya Mupashritaha. Sri Badarayani said, Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full in all opulence, yet upon seeing those autumn nights, scented with blossoming jasmine flowers, he turned his mind toward loving affairs. To fulfill his purposes, he employed his internal potency. That is Yogamaya Upashritaha. So this is Krishna. This is Krishna in Vrindavan. Krishna wants to enjoy because the only purpose of Krishna's existence is to enjoy with his devotees. And in that enjoyment, all his devotees are getting pleasure. And the great devotees like Srimati Radharani is deriving even more pleasure than Krishna. So, Krishna, seeing the situation, he is the perfect analyst of the nature. He is the perfect analyst of time, place and circumstance. So he saw this is the perfect time, autumn night. He saw the full moon. He understood this is the perfect circumstance, perfect place because this is Vrindavan. And he knew who are the perfect girls, ladies in the world. That is gopis. So understanding this, Krishna started playing upon his flute. And it is mentioned that Krishna took the position of a proud lover who wants to subjugate all the gopis. And indeed, upon hearing Krishna's flute, all of them lost their control. All of them started fleeing towards Krishna. It is mentioned that the flute of Krishna is considered as a thief. So, the gopis are actually complaining about this thief. Because this thief can go anywhere in Vrindavan. And it can enter into the ears of all the residents of Vrindavan. It can enter into the ears of gopis. And it can enter into the heart of the gopis. And this flute can steal the minds of gopis. It stole the sobriety of the gopis. It stole the etiquette of the gopis. It stole the shyness of the gopis. So, the gopis, including Srimati Radharani, complain about the flute of Krishna. They say, this thief, this flute, has stolen everything from us. And now we want to get everything back. So we are following this sound vibration. Sri Rupa Goswami beautifully mentions this verse as quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The gopis complained about the flute of Krishna. They say, that this flute is actually a thief and is acting in a very notorious way. So they chant in this way. Sadvam shadastavajani purushottamasya panostitir muralike saralasi jatya kasmatoya saki guru vishamagrihita gopangana ganavimohana mantra diksha. Gopis are saying, Sat Vamsha Jana Tavajani Purushottamasya. O flute of Krishna, you are born in a very good family. By birth, you are exalted. Sat Vamsha, it's a very, very exalted birth. And there is a proof for this. Why? Panostitir Muralike. Panostitir, where is she sitting all the time? Pano, in the hands of Krishna. Since you are sitting in the hands of Krishna, it is very obvious that your birth is very exalted. And by nature, you are saral. Saralasi jatya. By nature, you are very, very saral. You are very, very simple. Because if you see a flute, what is there inside a flute? There is nothing. It is hollow. So gopis are saying, you are very simple, you have an exalted birth, and you are placed in the hands of Krishna. However, you have done one thing very wrong. They are asking the flute, Kasmat, Kasmat Toya Sakhi Guru Vishamagrihita. But still, why did you take this kind of initiation? So you have taken a mantra diksha, you have taken an initiation from your guru, which is a wrong kind of mantra. So we have all, you know, many of us have taken mantra diksha. We have taken Harinam diksha. So we, or Brahman diksha. We have taken mantra diksha. But here, the flute also has taken the mantra diksha. The Vamshi, the Venu, they have taken mantra diksha. What is that mantra diksha? The peculiarity of this mantra diksha is that Gopangana Gana Vimohana mantra diksha. That this mantra or the sound which is coming out from the flute of Krishna, it is Gopangana Vimohana. It is bewildering all the gopis. So the gopis are complaining because we can't do anything after hearing the sound vibration of this flute. So you are actually the greatest thief. And so we can do anything. We can't do anything. So the gopis, some of them were looking after kids, even infant babies. They left them. Some of them were serving their husbands. They left them. Some of them were decorating their faces. They left them. Some of them were applying kajal to the eyes. Halfway through, they left that. Some of them were putting on their clothes. In between, they left that. Some of them were cooking. Even they left that. And all of them started running towards Krishna. It is mentioned, they were so absorbed by the sound vibration of the flute that they didn't even know that anyone else is going towards Krishna. They just thought, okay, I am going, that's all. All of them actually moved. They were just going towards Krishna. So, the point I am trying to say is, this is rasa. This is sweetness of pastime. And Krishna is enjoying this. And indirectly, all the gopis are, of course, enjoying this pastime. So when they approached Krishna, what did Krishna say? In the middle of the night, in the forest, all the gopis assembled in front of Krishna. So see how rasa flows. What did Krishna say? Krishna said, why did you come here? Okay, you can see the beautiful forest flowers. Did you come to just to enjoy the forest flowers? Did you come to just to enjoy the Yamuna? Why are you here? It is better that you go back. So the gopis became completely morose. So this is rasa. Rasa means it is not static. This is waves of rasa. Krishna is calling upon the flute, all the gopis, and all the gopis are leaving everything and they are moving towards Krishna. And the questions could ask, how could they leave behind their husbands. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that they could do so because by the internal potency of Krishna, by the yoga maya, some of them left their body. They left a material body and they came out in the spiritual body. Because to associate with Krishna, they need spiritual body. So some of them, they left their material body and they came in the spiritual body. And some of them couldn't even leave. Some of the gopis, they were unfortunate. It is mentioned some of the sadhaka gopis who were still to perfect, they couldn't join Krishna. Even though they sincerely wanted to join Krishna, they couldn't move out from their home. Their husbands or brothers or sisters, they actually blocked them. They couldn't go. So they were enjoyed by their husbands. And they were in deep meditation of Krishna. And eventually, next time it is mentioned, they got completely purified and they perfected themselves completely and then they joined Krishna. So they have left everything practically. Still, Krishna said, okay, what are you doing here? Have you just come here to enjoy the forest flowers? What do you want to do here? So this is Krishna. So this is rasa, this is mellow of devotional service, where Krishna is acting in so many different ways. So once Krishna is attracting, then apparently Krishna is rejecting. Then ultimately Krishna enjoys sweet pastimes with these gopis. In fact, Krishna tells all the gopis that actually the proximity is not the perfection of life. You need to go back to sadhana. You need to think about me. You need to worship me. You need to worship me in the deity form. In that way, you can perfect and then you can come back. So when the gopis heard this, they were not satisfied. They were completely morose and they were a bit angry. Krishna tried the same verse to the patnis of brahmanas. He tried the same verse, the same approach. When the Brahmin patnis, when they approached Krishna in the middle of the night, Krishna said the same thing, that it is not time for you to associate with me. You have to get back to sadhana. You have to get back to worshipping the deity form of Krishna. You have to get back to chanting holy names. You have to get back to thinking about me. And in that way you can perfect and then you can come back. So this Brahmanis, they actually went back. However, here Krishna is showing the contrast to gopis, because gopis are even more exalted and they are the highest, and Srimati Radharani is the highest among all. So now Krishna is actually glorifying in that way, that even though Krishna gives all these reasons, they don't go back. They still stay there, and Krishna agrees to perform pastimes with all the gopis. Then apparently, see the rasa, how it flows. Again, apparently, Krishna notices pride in the gopis. And then Krishna leaves them. Then there is the search. The gopis are searching for Krishna. And there, we come to this particular verse. Anayaradhito nunam bhagavan haririshiraha enno vihaya govinda pritoyam anayadraha. Where Krishna goes and they notices that there were footprints of Krishna along with Radharani. And finally, they see that even Krishna rejected Radharani. And she was completely devastated. And all the gopis pacified Srimati Radharani. So this is the flow, this is the rasa, this is the pastimes. So pastime is not static. It is ecstatic because it is dynamic and it is full of varieties. Srimati Radharani herself desires this kind of pastimes. In Chaitanya Charitamrita we can read the mood of Srimati Radharani. This particular aspect, Krishna attracting all the gopis and all the gopis fleeing towards Krishna and enjoying pastimes with Krishna. So this particular aspect is the desire of all the gopis. This is the desire of Srimati Radharani. In Jagannath Puri, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling separation from Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was manifesting the mood of Srimati Radharani. So when he observed Krishna in the form of Jagannath, he was only seeing Vrajendra Nandan Krishna in threefold bending forms. So in Rathayatra, it's very important pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Rathayatra festival, in which when Mahaprabhu was seeing Lord Jagannath, he recited many verses from Bhagavatam and Mukundamala and different stotras. So he established himself as the servant of the husband of gopis. Gopi Bhartu Padakamaleo Dasa Dasana Das. Then after establishing his position as servant of Radha and Krishna, Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, started reciting a particular verse. And this particular verse clearly explains the mood of Srimati Radharani. It's mentioned that many people assembled, even devotees of Lord Chaitanya, couldn't understand the meaning of this verse, because this verse was quite indirect. So this verse goes like this. Yah kaumar harasa eva vara taeva chaitrakshapa te chonmilita malati surabhaya praudha kadam vanilaha sa chaivasmi tathapi tatra surata vyapara lila vidho reva rothasi vetasi taritale chetasamur kandhate. So here, Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Radharani, started saying, "That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master." So this is the mood of Srimati Radharani. After meeting Krishna in Kurukshetra, after a long time, so she's mentioning, "I have the same master, I have the same Krishna in front of me." So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was gazing upon Lord Jagannath and he was mentioning the same thing. "I have the same master in front of me. I have the same Krishna in front of me." Then he says, "Te chonmilita malati surabhaya praudha kadambanalaha." There is a beautiful fragrance of malati flowers, and there is the beautiful breeze flowing from the Kadamba forest. And the time is again the night of autumn with full moon, Chaitrakshapa. So here Lord Chaitanya is mentioning that I have the same Krishna, and there is a beautiful breeze coming from the Kadamba forest. There is a beautiful scent of malati flowers, and the time is perfect. There is the same night of Chaitrakshapa, where the moon is in full and it is the autumn month. And then he says, "Sa chaivasmi tathapi tatra surata vyapara lila vidho." And I am the same person. Krishna is the same person, and I am also the same person. However, I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva under the Vetasi tree. That is my desire. So here, Lord Chaitanya is telling, I am the same person, Krishna is the same person, and apparently there is a setting where there is a beautiful breeze, there is a beautiful night, there is a beautiful fragrance of malati flowers. Still, I desire to go back to that very place where there is the Vetasi tree and there is a Reva river is flowing. So Mahaprabhu's intimate associate, Sri Rupa Goswami, who is Rupa Manchari, clearly explains the meaning of this verse. So he writes, "This is a verse spoken by Srimati Radharani. My dear friend, Now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant, but still I would like to go back to the bank of the Yamuna beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within the forest of Vrindavan. See? So here Radharani is always desiring Panchama Joshe, the fifth note that Krishna plays upon his flute, and that is attracting all the residents and especially all the gopis of Vrindavan, including Srimati Radharani. So this is the rasa, this is the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And Srimati Radharani is always desiring for that. And here this expression of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very intense. And the expression of Srimati Radharani is very intense, because she is meeting Krishna after a long time, because Krishna had left Vrindavan apparently. And in Kurukshetra, she is meeting, along with all other residents, Krishna. And she is desiring her Krishna's presence in Vrindavan. So that's why in Rath Yatra, the devotees are pulling, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself pulling the cart, getting Krishna from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. So that is the meaning of Rath Yatra. And that gives the mood of Srimati Radharani. Here, let's go back to the same verse, Anaya Aradhita Nunam. So here, let's see the meaning of Radha. So Radha is coming from the word Aradhana. Aradhana means worship. So she is the perfect worshipper of Krishna. Now, there is a small pastime in connection again to the name Radha. It is in connection to appearance of Srimati Radharani in Golok Vrindavan. So one could ask, how can she appear at one point? Because Radha and Krishna are like the sun and the sunlight. Energy and the energetic. If energetic is present, then energy has to be there. Radha Krishna Pranay Vikrutir. That's what Srila Prabhupada explained. Radha Krishna Pranay Vikrutir. Hadhini Shakti Rasma. Ekatmanavavi Bhuipura Deha Bhedam Gadoto. So they are actually one. So this particular aspect of the one becoming two has to do with a small pastime in Golok Vrindavan. So one shouldn't ask when did this pastime took place. Because this is Radha and Krishna are present eternally. But still it is mentioned that the Lord was sitting in the Ras Mandala on a golden throne, decorated with all the jewels. And at that point, he started thinking of enjoyment. So when he desired enjoyment, suddenly he saw on his left side a beautiful Devi, a beautiful goddess. She was so beautiful that when Krishna looked at her, he became completely captivated. And seeing that this goddess's beauty increased millions of folds. So this is Srimati Radharani. So as I mentioned earlier, when did this happen? One shouldn't ask, because this is a philosophical construct that they are there eternally. Now, when Radharani looked at Krishna, and immediately she wanted to worship her. So she ran and she collected some flowers and offered at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Since Radharani appeared in Rasa Mandala, her name first Ra is coming from Rasa Mandala, and Dha is coming from Dhavanam. Dhavanam means running. So since she ran in the Ras Mandala, her name became Radha. So this is one explanation of Radharani's name other than Aradhana. So we can understand these are eternal pastimes. We cannot put a question of time into it, because it is just a material construct. Same applies to the verse Radha Krishna Pranay Vikrati, because Ekatmanavavi Bhuvipura Deha Bhedam Gatoto. Even though they are one, they are expanded into two. So we cannot say when did this happen. Eternally they are there. Because the eternal enjoyment is going on. So there is no beginning to it. It is there, that's all. Next part of this verse is Pritoyam Anayadraha. Pritoyam. Pritoyam means Krishna is completely satisfied with Srimati Radharani. How can we understand this? So Krishna says, I am the full spiritual truth and I am made of full joy. But the love of Srimati Radharani drives me mad. So she is known as Samohini. She can bewilder Krishna completely. Madan Mohan Mohini. She can bewilder Madan Mohan Krishna. I do not know the strength of Radha's love with which she always overwhelms me. So Krishna admits the position of Srimati Radharani and he admits that he is completely captivated by Srimati Radharani. And in fact, Krishna says that I am actually running after Srimati Radharani. Say in the beginning pastime we described that Radharani and all the gopis are fleeing towards Krishna. And now Krishna is telling, I am running towards Radharani. So can we understand? This is called rasa. This is called exchange. This is reciprocation. Krishna and Radha, they are loving each other and there are sweet exchanges all the time. So there is a beautiful verse quoted by in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami from Govinda Lilamrita. Again, it's a beautiful conversation between Vrinda Devi and a devotee. So, Vrinda Devi is always residing at the lotus feet of Krishna in the form of Tulasi Devi because she has two forms. One is as Vrinda Devi, as the personification, and as the plant also. So she knows everything about Krishna. So ask, where is Krishna? So the question is, where is Krishna? So it's a nice verse. Kasmad vrinde priya sakihare padamulat kutoso kundaranye kimiha kurute natya shiksham guru kaha tam tanmurti pratidarulatam digvidukshis puranti shailu shiva brahmati parito nirtayanti svapaschat. So kasmad vrinde priya sakhi hare, you are the dear friend of Krishna. So where is this Krishna? Padamula atkutoso. Because you are situated in the Padamula, you are situated in the lotus feet of Krishna, so you must be knowing about Krishna. So Vrindadevi says, Kundaranya. So Krishna is in Kundaranya. Kundaranya means the Aranya. Aranya means the forest. Kunda means Radhakund. So Krishna is in the forest around Radhakund. Kimiha kurute. What is he doing in the forest? So Vrinda Devi says, Nirtya Shiksha Karoti. Nirtya Shiksha means he is actually taking dance lessons. Krishna is taking dance lessons. So asking, who is the teacher? Guru Kaha. Who is the teacher? So then Vrinda Devi beautifully explains that tam tvan murti pratitvaruladam dik vidukshis puranti. Srimati Radharani is teaching dance to Krishna, not just personally, but by being present as all the plants and creepers around Radhakund. And by that, Krishna is learning dance and he is dancing and running behind Srimati Radharani. So this is the position of Srimati Radharani, that Krishna is completely attracted and she is the guru, dance guru of Krishna. That's what Vrinda Devi is saying. Okay. So see the position of Srimati Radharani. So we can understand Pritoyam. Krishna is completely pleased with her service. Krishna says, whatever pleasure I get from tasting my love for Srimati Radharani, she tastes 10 million times more than me by her love. So many times it is mentioned that Krishna, if we consider Krishna as a reservoir of all beauty, then the purified heart of Radharani is like a mirror. But this mirror is very peculiar. It's very particular. Say, for example, if we have a concave mirror, if you see something, it is expanded. In the same way, when Radharani observes, sees Krishna, because of her love, the beauty of Krishna is expanded millions of times. So how can we understand the position of Srimati Radharani? All glories to Radha's love for Krishna, the enemy of demon Mura. Although it is all-pervading, it tends to increase at every moment. Although it is important, it is devoid of pride. And although it is pure, it is always beset with duplicity. So, these are statements of rasa, these are statements of love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna. That's why gopis complain to Brahma. They are complaining about Brahma that we have to close our eyelids sometimes. Why? Because then we cannot see Krishna for a moment. Truti yugayate tvam apashyata. Truti yugayate. Truti means a fraction of a second. Ekshana. Truti yugayate. We feel like that is like a yugas. Truti yugayate tvam apashyata. If you don't see you, Krishna, then we feel like it is just like a yuga has passed. Kudila kuntalam srimukham chate jada udikshatam prakshmakridrisham. They say, jada udikshatam. This Lord Brahma is jada. He's a fool. Because he doesn't know how to create this eyelids. Because we are separated from Krishna just by a movement. And with that, we feel a separation for a yuga. Can we think about this? Because we don't, practically speaking, we don't have any attraction for Krishna. Madhvacharya says, we have cried so much in so many lifetimes for material things. So for material relations, for material objects, so many lifetimes. And if you collect all those tears, there will be an ocean. That much we have cried. And now, we don't have any tears for Radha and Krishna. But we have cried so much for material objects and material relations. And now, if we develop a tinge of attraction for Radha and Krishna, that is perfection. A tinge. That can actually elevate us. I will speak a little bit about the appearance of Srimati Radharani because today is her appearance, so we need to speak a little bit about her appearance. Interestingly, there are few pastimes on appearance of Srimati Radharani. It is not just one. Because according to different kalpas, there are differences. There is kalpa bheda. So according to different kalpas, Radharani have appeared in this world in different ways. And so, the Puranas give different pastimes on appearance of Srimati Radharani. One pastime goes like this. Vindhya Parvat, the mountain Vindhya, had the desire to have a daughter and to have her son-in-law greater than Lord Shiva. Because Himavan is very reputed for having his daughter as Parvati and for having his son-in-law as Lord Shiva. So Vindhya Mountain felt a bit of envy towards Himavan, to Himalayas. And Vindhya Parvat started praying to Lord Brahma that I need a daughter who would marry such a great person that he would be even greater than Lord Shiva and who can even defeat Lord Shiva. And who would be the Rajendra? He would be the king of everyone. So, since he performed so much of tapa, so much of austerities, Lord Brahma became pleased And he said, Tathastu, let it be so. Now, Brahma is in a difficult condition. That he gave the boon, but he didn't know who is actually greater than Shiva. And even if there is someone like that, how is it possible for her to appear as a daughter of Vindhya? So Brahma started thinking, okay, I have to take the mercy of Srimati Radharani. If Srimati Radharani could appear as the daughter of Vindhya mountain, then my promise would bear fruit. So Brahma actually started praying to Srimati Radharani. And he performed so much of severe austerities towards Srimati Radharani. And Radharani became pleased by the austerities of Brahma and agreed to appear as the daughter of Vindhya mountain. So Vindhya Parvat's wife got pregnant and Radharani was born as the daughter. So this is one pastime given in the scriptures. And again, it's not finished. Again, how they actually they became the daughter of, we know Radharani is eternally daughter of King Vrishabhanu and Kirtita. So Vindhya Parvat got this daughter, but as that time Kamsa had sent Putana to kill all the babies and abduct all the female, all the girls. So Putana was on her search and she was going around and she saw this beautiful girl, Srimati Radharani. Actually, there were two. One was Srimati Radharani and Chandravali. So she saw both of them. And she took both of them and started flying. Because from 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we know Putana's another name is Khechari. Not Kichari. Khechari. K means sky. Chari means who can fly. So she was Khechari. She took Radha and Chandravali and started flying. So when she was flying, Vindhya mountain noticed immediately and he wanted to counteract the situation. So he got a few brahmanas and asked them, you do some activities by which you chant some mantra by which Putana would lose her power. So they actually started performing sacrifice, they started chanting mantra. And suddenly Putana started losing her strength. So when she was flying over Vidarbha, she realized, I can't carry both of them and fly. So she had to drop one. So she dropped Chandravali. So Chandravali landed in Vidarbha. And she was saved by the king of Vidarbha. And she was looked after by king of Vidarbha. And then Putana started continue flying. And when she came on top of, near Braj, then she actually dropped Srimati Radharani. And when Srimati Radharani was coming down as a baby, Purnamasi got her. And Purnamasi gave Srimati Radharani to Kirtida and King Vrishabhanu. And on the other side, Jambavan, there's a pastime in which Jambavan visits Vidarbha. And Jambavan actually gets Chandravali and gives back to her parents, I think Chandrabhanu. So this is the pastime. That's how, this is the first appearance of Srimati Radharani, first story behind appearance of Srimati Radharani. And there is a second pastime in which Suryadev appears as Vrishabhanu, and he marries Kirtida, and they wanted to beget a daughter. And Kirtida tells Vrishabhanu, you have to worship Katyayani. So he goes to the forest in Braj to worship Katyayani. And when he was about to worship Katyayani, he gets a message, he gets a voice saying that no worship is complete without chanting the holy names of Krishna, the holy names of Hari. So nearby there was a sage named Kratu. So Vrishabhanu, he approaches Kratu, and Kratu gives King Vrishabhanu a mantra. And what is that mantra? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Kratu tells King Vrishabhanu, you have to chant this mantra and worship. And by that, your desire will be fulfilled. So, Vrishabhanu comes back. And along with Kirtida, they start chanting this mantra. And when they start chanting this mantra, at one point, Mother Katyayani appears in front of them. And she gives a golden egg to King Vrishabhanu. And he takes that egg and comes home. And from this egg, actually, Srimati Radharani appears. So this is the second pastime given in the Shastra on the appearance of Srimati Radharani. And there is a final pastime on the appearance of Srimati Radharani. These first two pastimes were narrated by Srila Rupa Goswami. And our second one is mentioned in the Brahmanda Purana also. And in the final pastime, it is very interesting because King Rishabhanu goes to Yamuna to take bath. And there, on a 1,000-petal lotus, he finds Srimati Radharani. So this is another pastime, how King Vrishabhanu finds Srimati Radharani. So anyway, in any pastimes, in however Srimati Radharani comes to King Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, they are her eternal parents. All the time, they are with them. So on this Radhashtami day, again, coming back to the same point that we need to develop this Radhika Madhavasha. Raghunath Goswami mentions in the beautiful verse I was chanting in the beginning of the class, Namashreshtam Manimavi. He mentions that he has already obtained the desire to worship Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And we may not have that. So this is our great opportunity to develop that desire, to pray to Radha and Krishna. Because Srimati Radharani is the personification of compassion of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion, the compassionate aspect of Krishna is Srimati Radharani. And considering our disqualifications, what is our shelter? She is Jagan Mata. She is the mother of everyone. So what is our shelter other than the compassion of Jagan Mata, of Srimati Radharani? So this is the greatest day for us because she is so merciful on this day. So we have our anarthas which we are cherishing in our heart. We want to have that anartha and we want to keep that in our heart. We don't want to let go. So this is the day we can pray to Srimati Radharani. This is the day we can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra with sincerity. We had to do every day, but this day we can particularly beg. It is mentioned in the Shastra that if you find that our devotion is blocked by so many anarthas, then the festival days are great because this is the day we can absorb in the festivities. This is the day we can hear and chant and glorify Srimati Radharani and by which these stumbling blocks are removed. So mercy is such a thing that we cannot really qualify for causeless mercy. There is no qualification for causeless mercy because causeless mercy is causeless. But we must endeavor. We must endeavor to do our sadhana. We must endeavor to do our seva nicely so that Srimati Radharani thinks, okay, today is my appearance day. Okay, let it happen. Tathastu. That is our perfection. So we have to be sincere in that way. We cannot think, you know, the mercy is causeless, so I don't need to do anything. We need to do something very good. We need to try to improve our service this day. We need to chant in a perfect way, as much as we can, and pray to Srimati Radharani. Because there is no other day as auspicious as this day. Because she is the most compassionate. And if we can get that compassion, then our life is successful. Raghunath Das Goswami chants a very beautiful verse. Tavaivasmi, tavaivasmi, na jivami toyavina, iti vijnaya tvam devi, nayamam charanantikam. This is the mood of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. I am yours. I cannot live without you, O Radhe. Please understand this and bring me to the service of your lotus feet. So I will read again. I am yours. I am yours. I cannot live without you. O Radhe, please understand this and bring me to the service of your lotus feet. So we can meditate on this and continue our Radhashtami. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions, comments, corrections? Yes, please. What can we say? It's just same here. No difference. So that is Sarva Guna Khani. Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Radharani is mentioned. This is the quality of Srimati Radharani. Mahabhava Surupa Shri Radha Thakurani. Sarva Guna Khani. She is the mine. Khani is the literal translation of Ghani is mine. Because all the jewels, all the gold, all the silver, if you consider any valuable substance, they are coming from Ghani, from the mines. So she is the Sarva Guna Ghani. Krishna Kanta Shiromani. She is a crest jewel of the consorts of Krishna. So she is like that. So what can you do? It's good that we can accept our lowly position. And if we have that, if we really understand that we have the anarthas and they are stumbling blocks to our devotion service. If we really understand that, then we can actually chant with humility. So at least if we accept clearly, okay, these are my problems right in front of me, then if we really see that, okay, then that can help us to be humble. And with that we can chant. And when we chant in that way, at least we hear, start hearing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And when we start hearing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then we can see, okay, we have some transformation of the heart. Then we can see, okay, chanting is not just mechanical. Then we can see, okay, there are thoughts of Krishna coming into the heart. So, we have to wait. Coming from the Sanskrit word dhavanam. Dhavanam means to run. Running. Dhavanam means running. So she was running. So that running has significance because she was running to serve Krishna. She ran to pick flowers and offer at the lotus feet of Krishna. So Radha is coming from the word aradhana on one side, which means perfect worship. And here also Radha means she is running in Rasamandal to serve Krishna. So, in both ways actually the same, but coming in two different ways. Again, the same verse, it is perfectly explaining the same verse, Anayara Adhita Anunam. Yeah, it is from, I remember, it is from Narada Pancharatra. Narada Pancharatra, yeah. It is quoted in, there is a book by Bhakti Purushottam Maharajas about Srimati Radharani. In the beginning, this verse is quoted. There is no quotation of the verse, but there is an explanation of this verse. Okay, these are quite technical terms, so we may have to take it as it is, but into the details can be difficult. The reason being, there is a whole transcendental science of expansions and incarnations of the Lord. In the same way, there is a whole explanation of expansions of Srimati Radharani also. Say, for example, Krishna expands as Balaram, and from there is Chaturvyuha, Pradyumna, Anirudha, you know, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, like that. Then Narayan, there are unlimited Narayans in Vaikuntha, and then the Purushavatars. So there are different expansions, and they are categorized into different categories. You know, Vaibhava Prakash, Vaibhava Vilas. So here, when you talk about the residents of Dwaraka, the queens of Dwaraka, Mahishi, they are considered reflection of Srimati Radharani and her expansions, who are gopis, the eternal residents of Braj. So, I don't know how much we can understand saying reflection. Reflection is reflection, you know. Yeah. At least we shouldn't think in a material way when we talk about reflection. You know, reflection means, you know, generally reflection means that it's not, the reflection is not real. But here, reflection is also absolute, it is real. So these are different technical ways of explaining the expansion of Srimati Radharani. So in other ways, the queens of Mahishi, they are considered reflection, and the Lakshmis are considered expansions. So the expansion is considered a level lower than the reflection. Because all the Mahishis, the queens of Dwaraka, including Rukmini and Satyabhama, they are enjoying conjugal mellows with Krishna in Vrindavan and Vasudev. Sorry, in Dwaraka, Vasudev. Whereas, primarily, in Vaikuntha, in Lakshmi, one Lakshmi is enjoying the conjugal mellow with Lord Narayan. So, and the intimacy is different. So, the term reflection and expansion are used to indicate this difference, the difference in intimacy. Thank you very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srimati Radharani ki jai. Radhashtami Mahotsav ki jai. Jatai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari.